Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. You hear Pop Informer, that dude TM Hyman. Hey, welcome to the show, TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 8:01 in Houston, Texas. Big up Houston and the entire big state of Texas. It's 9:01 in New York City. What up, Brooklyn? Jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926 to get it in this hump day with our special guest, Mac Wiles. Hey, we caught up with Mac, and we got the whole thing going down tonight. It's Wednesday, October 16th, 2013. Tonight, we're trying to get over the hump, just like you, and our special guest is Mac Wiles, a.k.a. Michael Lee. You remember Michael from HBO's The Wire? The Wire was one of my favorite shows. It transitioned at the end, so you might not remember Michael, but we're going to talk to Mike about his acting career as well as this new project, which is fire. We're talking to Mac Wiles. Jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We're also going to talk about what do we do on Wednesdays. We talk about relationships. It's hump day. We're simply trying oh so hard to get over the hump. We'll be right back.
What's good, world? This is Sage James, and you tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live.
On the road to the riches, try and stop and take pictures. Pay attention to each detour and yield sign along the way. Be aware of the winding road. Know that as long as you take it slow, you'll be fine. Plus you'll find you're already there. On the road to the riches, don't forget to stop and take pictures. Life ain't about where you finish, but what you've learned along the way. Remember that I told you best. You look fine, then you find you're already there.
And that's the truth.
Go ahead, be you.
Yeah. Go ahead, be you.
If you wanna be free, first you must be. Just be. Just with the glass. Not thirsty. Try to see it for what it is. Really have fun. Now take a sip. And then the trickles down. Let it wash away any doubt in your mind. You're fine. Don't think real joy is in possession or money. No. Don't compare your life to somebody else, cause you don't know just what they're going. Walk a mile in shoes. Don't be blind. The sun shines on everybody here.
And that's the truth.
Go ahead, be you.
Go ahead, be you.
If you wanna be free,
won't you be free?
Then you have to first be. Just be.
Muhammad Radio Live. That's that dude, Usher. That smooth back joint inside Hump Day Wednesday. Working to get over the hump. I'm your hip-hop informer. That dude, Jay Muhammad. Jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hump Day Wednesday with special guest Mac Wiles. Hey, the Senate has voted to fund the government for now.
The government for now.
Passed the Senate. It's gone on to the House. So by the time we end this show tonight, the government may be approved to be back up and running in the AM. How about that? We literally may bypass the debt ceiling. We have some retardos up on Capitol Hill. All the way live from the DMV. Give it up. That dude, Say James, checking in.
Yep. What up, man? How you?
Dude, what? Yo, man, I need you to go run for Senate representing your area.
You think they'll listen to me now?
I think they will now, yeah.
You think they'll listen now?
Yeah, oh, they'll push up and stop, you know.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, give it up.
What's up, everybody? Good afternoon and the morning time. Yes, but for real, Dave, I think they'll listen to you now. The push-ups and shots sound so much more logical than government shutdown. I vote.
I mean,
the way
you know, sounds good to me.
City. Give it up. Hot chocolate.
What to do, people?
What
and yes,
people?
I didn't
vote
for you, Dave.
I didn't vote for you, Dave.
Okay. You got the East
no
Coast lockdown,
Dave.
Word up.
No, I'm sorry.
The Senate has passed it. The House, the Speaker of the House said today that the Republicans were not going to block it. You know, that was Mr. Boehner and his crew. So we shall see if we wake up in the morning and the government is back up and running. Congratulations.
It better be.
Okay.
Why did Boehner do look like Agent K? Don't he?
He was so stupid.
Like,
he can't use the flash pins though. So many people been watching. Yeah, no flash pins. It's too much media going on.
but what do you all think? I mean, should these same people who shut us down be allowed to continue to run our country? I feel a little nervous.
You know, the thing is that they all, we, you know, each person that's in there was voted in there. I mean, the whole thing is, I think that who would that really be up to get it all out? And how would we know who to hold exactly accountable? You know what I mean? Like, would it be just based off of whoever voted for the government shutdown? Or, you know, or is it just party-based?
I say take all of their paychecks away, and then we'll find out who was responsible for what, because they'll be around there snitching on each other because they want their money back.
I totally agree.
That's the only way we're really going to get down to the root of who was responsible for this fiasco.
Yes, you got at least pinch her, huh? Got a pinch her. Oh,
yeah, it's a little ridiculous. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in the midst of Hump Day Wednesday. It's October 16th, 2013. Hey, tonight we... Oh, man, so somebody is killing me with the echo. Tonight, we are working to get over the hump with special guest Mac Wiles, a.k.a. Michael Lee. Y'all remember Mac Wiles from the HBO hit series The Wire. That was one of my favorite shows. And we're going to chop it up, hot chocolate, hit them with a whole bunch of questions, and we're going to get the conversation going tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, coming up, health and wellness, because it's Wednesday. You know what it is. Hey, come on, be a part of the conversation tonight. We shall return after this. Hey, this is it's not really a throwback, but we're going to put it in here anyway. Waka Flocka, Waka Flocka Flame.
Make that money bow. 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 I've been all across the globe. Seen a lot of
can't come with monsters, I run with monsters. Don't got no tonsils, I swear she eat you. Like Jeffrey Dahmer, like Jesse Jackson. I had to struggle, life is a hustle. I had to juggle, like Jesse Tugger. I had to muscle, and use a lane. You had to cuff her, respect the game. I had to bustle, I'm having paper. You having trouble, you need a favor. You need some paper, I make it rain.
Let me see it, girl.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It is your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined by the team, the general, TM Hyman himself, Save James, Madam Boston, and our girl, Dee Dee. That was Waka Flocka, and I've always hated saying his name. I really can't tell you why, but I have. It is 9:16 here in Itty Bitty Plant City, and tonight's show is brought to you by Explosial. Log on to entertheopendoor.com for a breakthrough in your financial future. Again, that's entertheopendoor.com. And I'm pretty excited to throw into this interview that I had a chance to do when Mac Wilds, a.k.a. Tristan Wilds, the actor, that's that side of him. Mac is actually the R&B artist slash rapper. He stopped by TM Hyman Radio and chopped it up with us, and I went everywhere. I asked him pretty much everything that I could think of that other people were asking me to ask him. Like, I tried to, you know, cover all areas as far as his career with regard to acting and music. So, yeah, let's jump into that. Mac Wilds, here we go.
Thanks again for rocking with us. We really appreciate it here on TM Hyman Radio. So let's jump right in if you're ready.
Okay. Yeah,
right. I would like to know from an acting standpoint, because my first interaction with you was in your character as Michael on The Wire. So was that your first acting role? Because I know you've done a lot of things.
Yeah, it wasn't my very first acting role. I've done like a few TV spots and various independent films or even some theater before that. But it was definitely probably my first big role.
Your first big role. Now, how did you land that?
Just by auditioning. Honestly, with The Wire, I auditioned for, if you remember the characters, I auditioned for Randy first. French kid, yeah.
Yeah.
But, and I got to the final rounds with that, but they said, you know, he's too big a kid to be bullied. So we can't have...
Your stature is pretty large for the average kid, so. Yeah,
so they were like, we can't have him being bullied, so they had me audition for Michael, and the rest was history.
It definitely was historic. I've watched every single solitary episode from beginning to end of The Wire, so I guess what was your most challenging part as Michael?
I think the most challenging part for me was remembering how, and it seems weird, but remembering that less was more, you know, just doing less meant a lot more, especially for Michael's character. Mainly, you know, and I don't even really think I fully recognized the importance of what I was doing, you know, when I was shooting the show, because I was literally, I was 16, maybe just turning 17, and just having fun, like, not even really too worried about acting at that time, just my main focus was having fun, and that's how it came out.
Okay, now, so, first, for our TM Hyman Radio listeners who aren't aware, I'll call him Tristan because we're talking about his acting right now. Tristan has been in a lot of things besides The Wire. He's been in Red Tails, he's been in 90210, he's been in The Secret Life of Bees, is that right?
Mm-hmm. It is right.
What's more challenging to you? Is it television or is it film?
Now it used to be film. I would say that it used to be film, but in an age where we have shows like The Wire or like Entourage or The Sopranos or even shows like Breaking Bad, Mad Men, and Sons of Anarchy, these shows that get so much critical acclaim and that are, you know, literally like rivaling movies when it comes to acting chops, you know, or actors in it with expertise, it's kind of a blurred line now, so I love them both as long as the roles are right.
It's 6:20 in Los Angeles, California. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
heard it. Shut it. Matt, what up? Talk. Let's go in, man, come on. Hey, yo, money like Floyd and swagger like Puff, that's what's up. You fuck with them big girls, yup. Had ghost face, all I got is you on. I knew I had to move on. This light red bone bitch, it grew on me. I know you rich, few kids live in the cliffs. All I see is fly gear and hourly splits. That's what it is, clean brim, Louis with thin. Glasses on, she masked the niggas, Mrs. Slim. At the crib, I'm at her red cooking. Then came the negligee, Ray, stop looking. Left from the stove, yo, came over, slam, I was rocked. She threw it in her mouth, good looking out. Chill for a sec, my real boo, yo, smooth as a text. That's why I buy more shit, I'm feeling the sex. This my nigga, long time gangster. If this was Lambo, but love, I got the real Lone Ranger.
You don't have to lie to me. You can cry to me. You're the only one I see inside of me. Give me a heart. This is my promise.
On the radio live, we're back. It is 9:25 here on the East Coast somewhere, wherever I'm landed at. That was that new Mac Wild, You Can Cry to Me. You know, and we're about to, and the game plan is going to pick back up with the interview, but, you know, you see the brother came back on the singing tip when we finally, when we first got his exposure, major exposure through the acting world. Now, we know a lot of these artists, so to say, to encapsulate the whole thing, tend to be triple threats when it comes to the acting, singing, producing, or writing, or whatever the case may be. You know, so it always crossed our minds to wonder which one was their strong suit, which one they were perverse. So he was asked that question, and here's what he had to say.
I mean, I've been doing music my entire life. You know, you know, whether it was just as a kid running around the house with a talk box, singing friggin' Stevie Wonder, Ribbon in the Sky.
Wow.
Or, you know, just writing songs, you know, battle rapping outside of my school. there was music was definitely a full part of my life. But as I've grown and I really fell in love with acting, I really can't choose between acting and music anymore.
That seems to be a blurred line like that too, yeah. So let me ask you this. You have a very mature intellect for such a young man. Are you an older child? Are you the only child? Where does your maturity come from?
I think it's just being around my siblings and, you know, growing up the way that we did. I guess that's where my maturity definitely came, especially being in this business at such a young age. You have to mature fast or you'll get eaten alive.
Very
so,
where do you fall in the line with your siblings? Are you the oldest?
Not at all. I'm actually the baby boy. I have a little sister underneath me.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's very interesting. Okay, so you make these transitions into my questions great because you kind of touched on some other questions that I wanted to ask. But having a Staten Island, a Shaolin influence, when did you fall in love with hip-hop?
You know what? I think I've always been around hip-hop. Like, you know, from Wu-Tang coming into my dad's barbershop and, you know, them, you know, giving me $20, calling me Little P, and my brothers all having their albums, or my brothers being super huge hip-hop fans.
Yeah.
And them being in the house listening to, you know, everything that was popping at the time, like Nas, like Biggie, Jay-Z, all the heavy hitters at the time. But me personally, I think I fell in love with hip-hop when the Fool Jesus Score album came out.
Okay. Pivotal time in hip-hop, definitely.
Absolutely.
So with the Wu members coming into your father's barbershop and you having such a close affiliation with them, is that the reason that you only have Wu features on your first release? Because I hear a slew of well-known, very well-established producers, but you've only got Wu-Tang features. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. I think the main reason why I delved into that is because with this album, I really wanted to establish a specific place and time. So, and it's not necessarily the 80s or the 90s where this music was prominent, you know, the sound of New York, the boom bap. I wanted to recreate a sound of New York so that New York has a sound again, you know, like we have a specific sound that sounds like us. And not only that, I wanted to show everyone where I'm from, you know, Staten Island. You know, we really don't, there's not many people who really put on for Staten Island like that, so
sure.
I feel like it was necessary. And the best way I could do it is to get the guys that actually did it. It was either them or get the Force and D's.
You are listening to the best edit, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy, like...
What?
You know, we've been talking for a minute, right?
That's true.
Got a few things, you know, but... I like you.
Uh-huh.
They think that everyday, ordinary, this is different. Yeah, check it.
I guess you're sitting there and wonder love. Guess you wonder if I'm worthy of a Stevie Wonder kind of love. We fuck for shit, you curious to feeling love.
That's how you feeling, huh?
Yeah.
Although you know that my heart's gone. You let a cold nigga feel your warm touch every time we chill. Like you're so bad in every way, from French tips to your French braid. I'm just saying.
What you saying?
So what you wanna do? Cause I could think of a few things. Let's make sure we're on the same page.
I'm not
blind to what you wanna do.
Whatever you wanna do.
See the real, don't hide. What you feel is true.
I won't.
Baby, I don't mind making love all through.
Give it to me.
The night, but I need a love thing too.
Yeah. I want you. Well, I can front like I ain't knowing love. Why you throwing love? The posterizer love. Stuck in it too, but meanwhile feeling something. I guess some old back shots ain't nothing. Back in the days you wouldn't let it go. Made it some precious for a nigga though. Trying to find a way just to let you know. You give it to me good, but I want more. Oh, I think I want you. It's like you're so bad in every way. From French tips to your French braid. I'm just saying.
What you saying?
So what you wanna do?
Cause I could think of a few things. Just make sure we on the same page.
I'm not
page.
Ooh, what you wanna do?
Numb down.
Be real, don't hide. What you feel is true.
I'm not frightened. I want it too.
Baby, I don't mind making love all through.
Promise.
Tonight, but I need nothing too.
Yeah, I want you. So what's a brother to do? Got me wishing I knew what you wanted. I know you're wondering too, playing like I'm too cool, but I'm frontin'. Hey, always telling me to let it go, but you know I never let it show. But you ain't low, baby, yes I know.
I'm not blind.
No.
What you want?
Yeah. Oh, I yeah.
Baby, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
Making
I don't mind.
Tell
me, make love if you want. Maybe we can make love if you want.
Don't talk about it.
I need a love thing too.
All the way live from the VA, bringing us our health and wellness. Time to help us deal with a hump. Give it up for Dee Dee.
What's happening, family? What's happening? Thank you this evening for joining us for tonight's health and wellness segment. Glad to be back. Hopefully your hump day Wednesday is going very well. And it just so happens, with today being hump day Wednesday, I plan to talk a little bit about humping. All right, all right, all right.
Now you're cooking with gas. Now you're cooking with gas over there. Talking about.
That's right up Fade Alley, humping.
Yeah,
right.
I know that's right. And now tonight I want to drop on you 10 really healthy reasons to have sex tonight. I'm only going to drop 5 on you because I want y'all to come back and anticipate the 5 other reasons why to have sex tonight, so you know you can have sex all week until next hump day. So I'm gonna give you 5 good reasons, you know. So you, of course you eat right, you watch your weight, and you exercise daily. But of course, hello, sometimes we leave out one important step, and that's making love. Okay, maybe that hump is making love is how we're supposed to see it. So not only is it fun, but it also does our body good. So
Amen.
We're gonna find out tonight how 5 ways. Tonight and next Wednesday, we'll find out the other 5 ways how sex prolongs our life, helps our heart, and keeps us happier. Okay, so sex, of course, this is more for women. Sex makes menopause easier to handle. Maybe some of our listeners are going through this. Sorry.
Nothing. I'm just laughing at myself. I'm sorry.
Get out of there with your sideline comments. Go ahead with your report.
I meant to mute myself. I apologize. Go keep proceed.
Well, okay, I'm sure some of our young listeners may not know what this is, but menopause is a stage you go into after you lose your cycle. This is for some of our older listeners. And, of course, menopause is a time when women's sexual appetite dries up with the estrogen hormone called estrogen, right? Well, not really. It basically works off of you use it or you lose it type of deal. Regular penetration with lubrication 2 to 3 times a week by anything, which means a man, a vibrator, a finger, fights vaginal atrophy, which is atrophy is muscle loss, and improves the flexibility and thickness of the skin inside the vagina. Number two, okay, sex relieves pain. What kind of pain, you ask? A climax releases endorphins, and what endorphins are natural pain relievers that can blunt out all kinds of pain from menstrual cramps, arthritis to whiplash, back pain, labor contractions, migraines, any type of pain. So you in pain,
you
with your man, you in pain, huh? What you say,
sir? I'm sorry, I just pulled a St. James on you. I'm sorry. Sex can get rid of whiplash?
Whiplash.
I didn't say that. What I said was sex can help with pain. It helps to relieve pain, not get rid of whiplash. However, if the pain you're feeling from whiplash, go to have some sex, and you're not going to feel that pain no more because you're going to be in heaven. You could be feeling a good pain.
That's what I'm talking
about. Okay. So sex helps you to live longer. One of the health benefits of sex is it may help you live longer, but what's interesting is how for women, it's the quality of sex that counts that helps us live longer, and for men, it's the quantity of sex that helps us live longer.
See, it's not our fault. It's not our fault. We can't fight it.
Okay. See? We hear you. Mm. Okay, of course, it's good for your heart. Research has found that dissatisfaction with sexual activity is linked with peripheral artery disease, and this is a condition that can boost the risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke by up to 7 times. So make sure you have a partner that provides you good sex so you won't get dissatisfied, you won't be stressed and upset. So as long as you're stressed and upset, which leads to heart disease or some form of heart disease, you know, that sexual partner can hopefully help relieve some of that tension around your heart, and then you don't get that heart disease, or you have less chances, let me say that, of getting cardiovascular disease. So,
preach.
And number five, and of course, like I said, I'll drop 5 more on you next Wednesday, so please stay tuned to Tia Hyman Radio Live. Number 5 is it counts for exercise. I know everybody says that, you know, I don't work out, but I have a lot of sex. But let me just drop some knowledge on you about that. Of course, having sex, even if it's a lot of it, you're unlikely to get in shape from it. I mean, if you're trying to run the triathlon or, you know, if you're trying to become Mr. Universe, having a lot of sex is not going to help you there. However, it will work you out some. It's not going to build your muscles, well, certain muscles, but it's not going to, you know, build your arm muscles per se or your leg muscles. But needless to say, it will, you know, help you out as far as burning a few calories. The energy spent while you're having sex is similar to walking up several flights of stairs or washing windows. So if you have a window washing job, people, having sex is good. You know, you can compensate or you can work out. Besides washing windows, you can have sex. You can take a day off or have sex and it's as if you were washing windows. Or if you like to walk up several flights of stairs to get your exercise during the day, take a day off and go have some sex and you'll still get that same amount of exercise. However, research has said, though, for U.S. Americans, few calories are spent in sexual activity because the event only lasts about 7 minutes for us. So we're going to have to boost up your sex thing.
It says who?
I said research has said. Research. The word on the street is research has said.
Who? Who gave you that report? And the same thing. I ain't saying I'm reading over here.
There you go.
Word on the street. Let's change that.
I don't think we are confused any longer as to why Virginia is for lovers. Giving us good BB, bringing us health and wellness all the way live out of VA.
Yo, what up?
That's a shot.
Boy Mac Wild. This is Real Talk, Real People, Real Time. DM Hyman Radio Live.
Hey, yo, Kelly! Yo, know the other fucked up now. DJ Kelly!
I've been waiting for a long time. How long?
Real damn long time.
How long?
I've been waiting for a long time.
How you feel?
Man.
Come on, man.
I feel like Pac, Pac.
Yeah.
I feel like Biggie. I'm feeling like he's hating me, waiting to get me. I'm losing my sleep. I'm losing my mind. You know I go hard when it comes to mine. I feel like Pac, Pac.
Biggie.
Y'all know you
like
that. Sucker walk up on me.
Yeah.
Talking like you know
me.
Ain't no code of finning, do my dirt all by my lonely.
My lonely.
Down south new.
Come on.
Talking jam pony, rest in peace, the luck alive. He showed me my first rolling. Bitches wanna know me, haters wanna show me. But I'm just so bitches, double and worth 80 tickets. Cops just pulled me over, caught up in the scene. Take my case to trial, my jury policy. I know they hating me, but he's such a major move. To Chelsea Clinton, the 40-40 CIA was with him. Three or five of thrillers, Ricky Ross and Richard. Bailing on my table, I saw the shit I live.
I feel like Biggie. I'm feeling like he's hating me, waiting to get me. I'm losing my sleep. I'm losing my mind. You know I go hard when it comes to mine. I feel like Pac.
Yeah, hey, yo, don't be afraid to be great,
Biggie.
I'm you starving, I eat fast. Moose saying when I creep past. Blacked out, I maxed out. With the same watch on me, cat. We killin', no repass. My mama got like three cats. You talking about two ballin'. We really getting that street cash. Say old money, new work. Smell it in my new shirt. My OG set trap up and don't lay your head when you do dirt. My mama said do school work. I was making that tune work. Wanted me dead with a whole lot of my head. Man, ain't this big in the passenger. Hip hop in the passenger. So I'm riding around with this Mac on me and a bunch of shooters in the back. Roll up, you a dead man. Headshot when we clap, chill. We sending you to the motherland. Now you talking about
I feel like
Biggie.
I'm feeling like he's hating me, waiting to get me. I'm losing my sleep. I'm losing my mind. You know I go hard when it comes to mine. I feel like Biggie. Feel like it's me against the world. Bear me a G, my middle finger to the world. Gonna forever be a G. Wanted with the say aren't no biggie. When we get busy, no alarms just send me. We pour out a little liquor, thug like straight ball. The cradle to the grave, ride where my homie cow. Give a damn, this is me. Like a deal, with beef, when somebody got to die. We gon' march still. They say Brenda had a baby, but Brenda she left it in the alley. West shot that player hater, now we going back to Cali. Hypnotized, I got a story to tell. My ambition as a rider got me ready to die. And when we die, no more pain, we go hard. Why you complain, then you wonder why we call you. So like everyday struggle, me and my, it's unbelievable the suicide. I thought she would get upset. One and the gun gon' flash. Give me the loot, sorry you ain't getting one more chance. You know, don't stop. Keep me stuck with under pressure. Hollin' on the God, can jump me, shout out. I ain't mad at you, get my mind made up.
Yeah.
Can't see me, a paid thug.
That
why y'all just wanna be me. See you get around in your town, kickin' your dough. I feel like pocket big, you love the dope. More than I you feel know. Like Pac, Pac. I feel like Biggie.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like he's hating me, waiting to get me. I'm losing my sleep, I'm losing my mind. You know I go hard when it comes to mine. I feel like Pac, Pac, Biggie,
Pac,
Biggie.
Hey, yo, how you gonna compare yourself to greatness if you ain't ready to be great, man? Ain't no more to it.
True, true. TM Hyman Radio Live. We are back. It is 9:45. The time just changed on me. I was going to say 44. So again, 9:45 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City. It is 6:45 p.m. in Southern California. And we are back with the team, the General, Madam Boston, Sabe James, Dee Dee, and again myself. And just to let you know, if you're looking to advertise your business or product or service here on TM Hyman Radio, please drop us a line at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, and someone will get right back with you. Real talk, real people, real times. And we're going to jump right back into this interview that we did with Mac Wilds when he stopped by and graced us with his presence here at TM Hyman Radio. And my next question to him was what type of role he had in the writing of the songs on his first release, which subsequently is He is the first artist on Salaam Remy. For those of you who don't know, Salaam Remy is a very well-established, well-known, award-winning hip-hop producer as well as R&B producer in the game. So wanted to know if he wrote any of his songs, and this is what he said.
I wrote the majority of the album. I think there's only maybe 2-3 songs on the album that I didn't write.
Awesome. Okay. Well, since it's going, your interview is playing on Relationship Wednesday, explain to me in your own words, you have a song on the album called The Act of Falling, and it asks, kind of in a roundabout way, you know, what is love or what does love mean to you? Tell me what that means to you.
It's so crazy getting asked this question. I have to ask so many people the question, huh?
Yeah.
But love to me is, it's bigger than a feeling. It's bigger than an emotion. It's really kind of like, it's a moment in time, you know, that it's you know, that love is so many, it encompasses so much, and it's so many different things, you know, especially considering the different facets of love, like, you know, the love that you have for your significant other, the love you have for your mother or your father, or the love you have for your city.
True.
But at the end of the day, all of it is love. So I think love is it's something that can't be explained, only felt, can't be seen, only tasted. You know, just like real something of that nature. It's like you can't explain, like how my dad said, you really can't explain it. You just feel it.
Has anyone ever told you that you're deep? Because you are. If they haven't, I am here to tell you, you are. Okay, now you're welcome. I've been tasked to ask this next question, and I'm going to preface it by saying I'm not asking for myself. I'm asking for a few friends that I know that are, you know, listening to you. And in us listening to the album together, one of the lines in let me get the song right. It's Magic, where you say, if I'm immature, I'm sure you're clarified. Is that in your dealings with women or young ladies who are older than you? Because, you know, I know some young ladies that are older than you who have you in their radar.
You know, I feel like in a relationship, especially the relationship I like to get myself into, you're never one to know it all. So whenever it comes a time that you are unsure of something, or that you know, or there's something that you don't fully understand about something, you know, you gotta know that person cares about you enough to make sure that they don't leave you out there in the open to not know what's going on. You know, they make sure that they clarify, and that comes in any shape or form, whether it's information about something that's going on in current events or something a little more intimate, you know?
Catch your breath. Who don't know when not too many. No one but you in crowded rooms, we can do anything. Attraction can drive you crazy, and the way you move when you go crazy, that's incentive for me.
Montana, Jeremiah, Vinyls, we got enough. heard it here first.
Hip House 2.
Yeah, heard it.
TM Hyman Radio Live. And we're back. Right. You heard it, my man. We heard it here first. 917-889-3926. The time is 9:56 of New York City right now. DJ Spin King with French Montana and Jeremiah Body Operator. I like that joint.
That
joint made me want to twerk, and I don't even like twerking. I don't even know.
That joint made you want to move and do something. Yeah,
God.
Yeah, I kind of like that joint.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Hump Day Wednesday in full effect.
Yep.
All day.
Hey,
Tristan
Wilds, Mac Wild has been our guest tonight. Yo, The Wire, hands down. I mean, I ain't even exaggerating. The Wire was absolutely my favorite show. I would stop, drop, and roll for The Wire, and then before The Wire, it was Oz. And if you know Oz,
something
crazy, just like The Wire. And so from the season 2002 through 2008, Tristan Wilds was an actor on that HBO original drama series. He was Michael Lee, born July 15th, 1989, which makes him 24. He's a Staten Island native, and he stopped past. We had an opportunity to talk to him, and, you know, in the midst of being an actor, an artist, and I'm sure even a businessman, one may assume that, you know, Matt Wiles can do it all. But, hey, he was the quick. He was real fast to tell us, you know, ultimately he want to stay in his lane. And he doesn't mind staying in his lane. So we're going to pick back up with our special guest tonight inside Hump Day Wednesday, Matt Wiles. The question was, as an actor and an artist, do you dance? This is what he had to say.
I don't. I'm not a dancer. I feel like, you know, there's only room for one light-skinned dancer, and he's amazing at it, so we'll just let Chris do his thing.
I don't know, Mac. I saw you try to bust a step in your video.
Yeah, I got a mean two-step.
Well, own that. Own that and use it, because it fits very well. It fits very well. Okay, How were you fortunate enough to become the first artist on Salaam Remy's label, such a well-known, well-respected, award-winning producer?
Man, honestly, I can only thank nobody but God, man. You know, I've known Salaam since I was about 18, and we never, like, the whole time, we never talked about working, like, never, ever. Like, he was always more so, like, a big brother. Like, just watched over me. Like, whenever I come to him with some of the music that I was writing, he'd critique it or touch it up or just let me know what was right, what was wrong. And then he'd let me hear some of the stuff that he was coming out with, like a Miguel All I Want Is You before it hits the streets, or, you know, a Luke James record before it hits the streets, or, you know, a Nas record before it hits the streets, just so I know what's coming out, you know, beforehand. And how I could make myself better to be in, you know, in that arena with them as well. So it wasn't until, I guess, me growing as an artist and developing a little more of my sound, and Salaam finally just saying, you know what, why don't you come to Miami, let's see what you can really do.
I'm glad that you accepted the offer, because the material is very, very solid for your first effort. I mean, your first released effort, because you shared with us that you've been writing and doing music since you can remember as a child. So for you to be outweighing some of the already established artists is amazing. You really did your thing on this release. You really did.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I know that you're on a promo tour right now. How's that going, and what cities are you hitting next?
It's fun. I really love getting up in and touching people who are responding to the record, and even the people who aren't, like, getting in their face and playing them the music, because I think that's all it really is. It's really just getting people to hear the music and to understand that it's actually good music before they turn their nose about it and say, oh, he's an actor, he's not supposed to be doing this.
And I think a lot of people probably have that reaction to it.
Yes.
Even when they see the producers that you're working with, a lot of them may, you know, get the idea that you were able to, quote-unquote, buy your way into those producers, where even with the money, if you don't have the talent, the track list of producers that you have, especially some of them that I'm personally familiar with, I know what you're
exactly. I can honestly say 200% that that the producers that we worked with on this album, they're working with us solely off of our merit as an artist, rather than me having to buy my way into anything. Because honestly, from the beginning, they didn't even know who Mack Wilds was. You know, they just, like, Salam brought it to them and just did the same thing that he did with everyone. You know, he brought it to them, let them hear the records. You know, if they liked it, then he'd turn the page around, show them that who it was. And then if they didn't, then, you know, see what get critiques, you know, that type of thing. So they really, you know, every producer that's on it, you know, from a Pete Rock, you know, DJ Premier, Havoc from Mobb Deep, James Poyser, everyone who's on board is on board solely off of my merit as an artist.
Our special guest tonight inside Hump Day Wednesday, Tristan Wiles, Mack Wilds, a.k.a. Michael Lee, known from The Wire, but old dude is not just limited to The Wire. He was in 90210, the movie. He was in Red Tails. He was in The Secret Life of the Bees. He was in Half Nelson. I mean, he has a pretty broad career, but he's not just an actor. He's an hip-hop artist. The question tonight is, why are some people more successful than others? And it's all about perspective. But, you know, there is some elements to the formula that are necessary for success, whether we think so or not. Why are some people more successful than others? Jump on if we want to hear from you, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. If you have a question or you want to comment live, real talk, real people, real times. Why are some people more successful than others? Hot Chocolate, what's the perspective?
When you think of actors and artists, whether it's hip-hop artists, R&B artists, rock, you know, pop, whatever, there are some people that have true talent, but then there are some people that just have an appeal that gives them that, you've heard of that it factor or that wow factor. You know, I've come across multi-talented people of every genre, but a lot of them don't have the confidence to take that talent to the next level to make them a star. And I think some, you know, that's one big part of it that might be lacking, the confidence to really try and reach out for it. You know, some people
is it just
are more
confidence though? Because I agree with everything that you just said, but is it just confidence that's needed in order to be successful?
No, I think that's only one very small part of it.
And I don't. And when I say, I know it's not just confidence as one element that's required, right?
Right.
But confidence is required. You know what? I want to say something, but I want to get some perspective first. Say, James, why are some people more successful than others? I do agree with what you said with Hot Chocolate.
Gotcha.
Well, I think a lot has to do with their work ethic. A lot has to circle around that. You know, the talent could be there, like you said, but if they're not willing to push the product, they don't believe it and make everybody else believe in the product that they're pushing, then, you know, it's almost a squandered talent. You know, not a squandered talent, but, you know, if that's their desire, try to make, you know, a name out of what their talent is. I was watching something on Will Smith a while ago, and then I admire that dude, you know, his career, his resume. You know what I'm saying? And he was saying something on there. He was like, he said he is willing to work harder than the next person. He was like, if you put that in analogy, like saying, if you're racing me on a treadmill, either I'm going to beat you or I'm going to die on that treadmill. He said he's just willing to put in the extra effort to do it, to make sure that he's, you know, what he said he's going to be. And, I mean, that's what it can boil down to at the end of the day, the work ethic. If you push it hard enough, you know what I'm saying, if you really believe in the product and you know that's your calling, go after your dream. And, you know, don't stop until you get it. I know it's easier said than done, but that's just got to be something that you have to have as a natural characteristic, that like Hot Chocolate was saying, that it factor, or that those intangibles that you can't teach or that can't be written right. down and described. They just make right. things happen. They're a playmaker. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of that is accomplished with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I agree with you as well. You have to believe in yourself before anybody else is going to believe in you.
Anybody else, if you don't believe in yourself,
you're not going to make the presentation of what you're giving believable.
Right. Absolutely.
I agree also with what you just said, Sabe. And I think when you ask the question, why are some people more successful than others? Absolutely, there is more than one response, more than one answer. We're not trying to box any one concept nor you know, belief. We're not trying to put anything or anyone in a box. One, we're simply trying to provoke thought and thinking. But there are some specific elements that are necessary and successful as it relates to success. When we come back, I want to provide just a little bit of perspective, because I'm not just talking about surface success. I'm talking about long-term sustained success, not that one-hit wonder, you know, hit it and quit it, out of there. You know, there's a lot of people that come into it, they just want to, you know, hit big one time and they want to go away and relax. That's not me. Yeah. I want to strike gold, and then I want the gold and the oil. How can I sustain it long term? We're going to talk about that. 917-889. Absolutely. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Inside Hump Day Wednesday, special guest Mac Wiles.
Hey, yo, what up? This is your boy Mac Wiles. Check this out. This is my song. Own it. Hey, 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 hey.
I do. I'm young right now, but I won't be forever. So I'ma live it up like that's true. You might wanna roll with me too, that I don't mean to brag, but I live a life that you can only dream about. Yeah. So baby, come be my dream girl. Pick up fantasy and let me work out. Yeah. Oh yeah, tell me where you wanna go, what you wanna do, that we living it like we own it, own it, own it, that I'm on top of the world, what I need is you, that we living it like we own it, own it, own it, yeah. I look too much, so just let the drink flow, later on you can come through, through. Come through, you know you're the highest. They should call you your highness. They call me king cause I'm that dude. All you gotta do is leave your crew. That I don't need a break, but I live a life that most can only dream about. Yeah. So baby, come be my dream girl. Pick up fantasy and let me work out. Yeah. Oh yeah, tell me where you wanna go, what you wanna do, that we living it like we own it, own it, own it, that I'm on top of the world, what I need is you,
Sam Hyman Radio Live. That is my joint right there. The first release off of Mac Wilde's new LP, New York, A Love Story That Was On It. It is 9:13 p.m. here in Tampa Bay. Saying itty-bitty plant city just sounds so country and rural to me, but that's what it is. Anyway, I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the General, T.M. Hyman, Save James, Matasilo, Boston. Collectively, we are T.M. Hyman Radio Live, and tonight's show, once again, is brought to you by Explosial. Log on to entertheopendoor.com for a financial breakthrough, or excuse me, for a breakthrough to your financial future. Get you some money. Even though the government's supposed to be, you know, leaving from the shutdown and everybody's supposed to be going back to work tomorrow, it sounds like it's only temporary. Like, it's only going to be for maybe 90 days, so you need something else to back up on that. So, entertheopendoor.com.
No doubt. Hey, I'm going to read off a series of questions. And there's two words that, to me, are essential that we need to focus on as it relates to our success, that I think are two things that we absolutely struggle with. Hey, one, who do you trust? Who do you trust? Mm-hmm. Why do you trust them? Who trusts you? Why do they trust you? How
Very
do you gain trust? How do you become trusted? How do you lose trust? Why do you lose trust? Can you regain lost trust? How important is trust in your business relationships? How important is trust in your personal relationships? I mean, the bottom line is, one of the words is, guess what, it's trust. When somebody actually says, trust me, this is what I'm ready to tip out the door when somebody says, trust me. Because let me tell you something about trust. For trust is not a request. Trust is earned. And trust is not spoken. Trust is something that's felt. You know why it's felt? Because word number two, it's because I have a relationship with you. The two words and the two things that we struggle with the most as it relates to our success is trust in people, and it starts with trusting yourself. You know, you got to trust yourself in order to be able to trust somebody else, and most of us don't trust ourselves. That's a problem. And number two, relationships. When it comes to relationships, when we think of relationships, you know what we think intimacy and sex. Relationships is much more than intimacy and sex. At the end of the day, relationships is your interaction, your consistent, frequent, win-win interaction with people. That's what a relationship is. Trust and relationships. I mean, we don't think about it enough. The reason why most people have to ask and say, trust me, is because you haven't earned it, and you're trying to force, you know, or ask, you know, somebody for it. And guess what? That's a bad move. As it relates to success and the question tonight, I think a lot of people, you know, who are successful, they're absolutely successful because they took risk. They were confident. They did more than the average person, you know, but at the end of the day, they trusted themselves, and then they had to trust other people to help to catapult them to where they needed to go. In turn, they built relationships. We need relationships, and we got to start trusting ourselves and each other if we really are going to be successful. The people on this show, I trust these people. I don't have to show up. And I know that the quality of this program, it might go sideways depending on who's driving. But I know at the end of the day that this program is going to continue.
I'm saying I be driving with one hand sometimes, so it may go sideways. It might go in the other lane. It might. I'm going to be honest. It might go in the other lane. But you will still get quality.
And if Madam CeeLo out of Charlotte, if she's popped some pills, we crashing. So what are you talking about, Sage?
Pop Molly, I'm sweating.
She needs her medicine. She needs her medicine.
But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, we're successful because we trust each other. And we're successful because we've established relationships. Ladies and gentlemen, jump on it. We want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. You are inside Hump Day Wednesday, and the conversation is real. And we're going to keep it moving. Hey, I appreciate Tristan Wiles, Matt Wiles, Michael Lee for hanging out and spending some time. We learned a lot. Again, The Wire was like my favorite. And the streets of Baltimore, you can roll up in the wrong side of Baltimore if you want to. You'll see The Wire up close and personal.
That's real talk. Not a fallacy there.
So let's jump back into this interview as we try to wrap it up with Kristen Wiles.
How did you come up with the idea of the pop-up shop? Because I'm going to tell you the truth. I got to skip work a couple of days, and I was flying to New York to try to make one of these, and I could not make it happen. Really, I could not make it happen.
It was, you know what? I got together with a creative team with me, and, you know, at the helm of it was, our creative director. Her name is Fatima Curry. And we wanted, you know, we knew that we were fighting an uphill battle with trying to get the music out and trying to not only show that it's good music, but show that it's real. You know, it's one thing to show that it's good music, but it's another thing to show that this is real. Like, not only can I actually sing, but, you know, this is music from an environment that I'm very, very knowledgeable of. Like, this is where I grew up. This is where I'm from. So, you know, I came up with the idea of doing kind of an art gallery. But instead of doing a regular art gallery where, you know, you come in, you see pictures, there's wine and cheeses and all of that stuff, I wanted to do something that felt a little more personal. You know, I feel like this project is personal enough. You know, I'm talking about real-life situations. So why not make it a little more personal? So I set it up to look like my dream bachelor pad. So it's like you walk in, there's a foyer, you know, there's a bar, you know, there's a DJ booth, you know, my name big on the wall, and then there's, you walk into the living room, there's couches, pictures everywhere, you know, just outtakes of the pictures that we didn't use for the album liner. And then there's another room that's like my room, big bedroom, you know, a chandelier of sneakers, you know, because I'm a huge sneakerhead, and a game room, just things that really implement who I am and the different facets of who I am and why I am the way I am and why the music sounds the way it does. And it basically to give people a visual experience as well as, you know, the auditory experience of hearing the album.
It was a fantastic creative image that you brought about, like in bringing your music to life and also explaining through the music and through what you just explained visually the artist that you are. So, I mean, that's something that I've never heard of before, not in music, definitely like in retail, but boutiques and things like that before the actual brick-and-mortar store is established, but never in music. So your creative director was amazing coming up with that idea. Tell our Tia Hyman listeners something that if they feel like they know Mac or Tristan, that they really don't know.
I'm glad that a lot of people recognize me for the various works that I've done. That lets me know that I've had a cultural impact on the society through the characters that I played, be it Michael Lee or Dixon. But that's not who I am.
Right.
You know, the kid that you guys hear on the record, you know, whether he's, you know, spilling his heart out to a girl on Cry to Me, or, you know, he's having fun in Wild Things, or just talking smack on Duck Sauce.
Right.
That's the kid. That's Mac Wild.
Yeah. It's like I don't even know how to describe you. a million or something.
This liberty, gibbity, hibbity, hip hop. You don't really wanna get into a piss and match with this rapity rat pack and a Mac in the back of the yak, backpack, rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty, yak, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that, I'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots and crack it in half.
that. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Still my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad. For the whack, while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, all my people from the front to the back nut, now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap, box, slap, box. Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that hard, that hard. Everybody wants a key and a secret to rap immortality like I have got. Will there be truth for the blueprint, to be raging you for the exuberance. Everybody loves to root for a nuisance, hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Now I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Sebastu, Pakin, W-A-Q-K, Doc, Rin, Yella, Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to one day grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC and induct him into the motherfucking Rakim. Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church and burst in a ball of flame. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flame. Off of planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking? Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy. Boy, they that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy. You get a thumbs up pat on the back and a way to go from your label if you're gay looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'ma work for everything I have, never ask nobody for shit, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, all my people from the front to the back nut, the way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR. Dale Earnhardt of the trailer park, the white trash god. Kneel before General Zod, this plan is Krypton. No, Asgard, Asgard. So you be Thor and I be Odin. You rodent, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep throating. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. Me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure somewhere in a chicken scratch I dribble and doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. Do I crunch rhymes? But sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and it comes trying to censor you like that one line I said on a back from the Mathers LP1 when I tried to step, take 7 kids from Columbine, put them all in a line at an AK-47, a revolver and a 9. See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm morphing into an immortal, coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though. And I don't know what the fuck that you rhyme for. You're pointless as Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You like normal, fuck being normal. And I just bought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot ya. Like when Fabulous made Ray J mad. The sad said he was like a faggot. And they were just passing into a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24-7 special on the cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. Lyrics coming at you with supersonic speed. Summer, lama, duma, lama, you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is sticking, singing off of me. And it'll go to you and devastating. More than ever demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off to be celebrating. Cause I know the way to get them motivated. I make elevating music. You make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous. They confuse it. It's not hip-hop, it's pop. Cause I found a hella way to fuse it. With rock, shock rap, with doc. Throwing loose just stuff, I make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when it occurs to you while I'm ripping any one of these verses. The verses you curtain, I'm inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs, you could sacrifice versions to, School flunky, pill junkie, but look at the accolades. These skills grown me, full of myself, but still hungry.
This song has given me a headache. I need some Tylenol, and I don't even take medication. What in the hell?
You don't like it?
He did a JD Fad joint.
Yo, I dig Eminem, but it's too long.
It is mad bars. He did go 6 minutes
all
straight.
All over the place too. Jeez.
Yeah, 6 minutes straight. I mean, yo, and then when he hit the JD Fad, I was done because I mean he's so sick. I mean, he's so sick with it. Supersonic. I mean, come on, man. Did he doing it backwards or something? Yo, like
he killed it.
No doubt. I mean, it's just too long. Yo, 1032, that dude St. James, Eminem, that joint, God, no, Rap God, Eminem.
Yeah, Rap God, yeah. To me personally, I wanted to play that song first before as a preface to my statement or my question I'm posing. Is not where does he rank, but is he at the top of the food chain when it comes to hip hop? Can he be in the talks of the greatest?
Yo, I think he's definitely a teacher. He's a general in the game, no doubt. And no one can front on Eminem. I mean, just the fact that he has that kind of stamina and creativity, it's real. You can't front on it. That's hip hop.
Yeah, I agree. I give him in my top 15.
That's way too low, yo. Are you serious?
I didn't 15? Say he was number 15. I said he could be in the
but
top.
But he shouldn't be out of top 3 to 5 conversations, for real.
I don't know.
I'm look at the body of work. I'm just saying, the body of work.
I mean,
is thorough. And remember, we're talking about hip hop artists.
I understand.
That embody the language of hip hop that. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's more to it. I mean, I look past the color of the boy's skin or whatever. I'm not saying that you were stuck on that number, but I know that's a hang up with some folks. They can't
I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I actually don't disagree with I'm going to say the top 10. Only for me, really, not that he's my favorite artist. He's not my favorite artist. But I got to respect him for his artistry, and I got to respect him for units. Units sold. He far exceeds most hip-hop artists' units sold. You can't follow that. But he's not my favorite artist.
I think there are a lot of other more underrated artists that would top him, and that's just my personal opinion.
Are you serious? Like who? Yeah. Give me an example. Please, I need to hear this.
I mean, Fonte from Little Brother.
Next.
Yeah, I'm saying that's my personal opinion. Fonte is nice.
If he was nicer than Eminem, we would have heard about him by now.
But
that's
see, that's where the problem lies. You take Eminem, who is...
Not necessarily.
Right.
I'm saying, look, I'm looking at it like this, man. I mean, I've always been a fan of dude. You know what I'm saying? So my opinion can come off as slightly skewed or biased or whatever. And I'm trying to talk objectively to the subject. Because, you know, like I said, I've had this talk with a lot of folks. You know what I mean? Like, I really
What do you rate Mobb Deep? What do you rate Mobb Deep? I'm going to say in the top 15. Where's Mobb Deep? I got to get my equilibrium right in this.
Okay, I mean, Mobb Deep can make the top 15, I guess, as a duo and everything.
Where
they're
in
not
the top 15, though?
They're not
no,
better
that's
than
the
Outcast.
Question. Not if they make it. Where in the ranking compared to
I don't know because
they rank.
Real talk, I couldn't even tell you because I got to go through my top 5 to 10 to see if they even make it past the second tier. You know what I'm saying? So, Mobb Deep was good. They was heavy in 94, 95, all the way up to Murder Music. But after the Murder Music and they signed the G-Unit, that kind of tainted their legacy to me. Because all of that came off of G-Unit was weak. You know what I mean? So... it's all about how if you finish strong too. Like I'm not a fan of those that come out, you know, and aggressive with it and giving you what you need to hear, and then they wean off. That's kind of like my views are kind of skewed towards 50 Cent because of that. He came out with
Eminem did the same thing.
He dropped the mic and walked off the stage, didn't he? We ain't seen him since.
Yep.
Who's that?
Eminem.
Hey, I'm just saying. I mean, his record speaks for itself, man. I dig the because I'm a lyric person. If you got lyrics, then you know you can captivate the mind because that's what hip hop is based off of. After, you know what I'm saying in the beginning, beats and lyrics, and we got away from that. And the thing is, he could tell a story. Like hip hop is based on a lot of telling stories.
He could paint a picture. A lot of people can't tell stories. That's a lost art in this game, storytelling.
No doubt, but to me, all of his stories, the only reason why Eminem's not my favorite artist, bro, is because he can tell stories. But see, I mean, I'm a visual person, and I like stories. That's why I like Kanye West so much. That's why I like J. Cole. They're storytellers. See, I just don't like stories that when I start visualizing, I see myself going to hell. I see myself killing my mom. I'm smoking cocaine. I just don't know what's going on in my life.
Though. That's his gimmick.
He's not my favorite artist. He's not my favorite artist because of that. It's one-dimensional.
I can dig it. Let's get the record straight. I'm not saying he's my favorite artist. I'm saying he's up there in the top of my favorite artist. My favorite
artist.
The top what? A favorite or best. We know there's two different things we're talking about here. A favorite is one list. The best is another one. Because my favorite's not the best. My favorite hip-hop artist is Redman. I know he's not the best, but he's my favorite hip-hop artist.
Right. And so since we're throwing our favorites out there, my favorite would be Meth. And so, I mean, you know, and he is one of the best. Actually, I think Method Man is in my top, probably he's in my top 10.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
Okay. I mean, Let's pause.
We'll keep this conversation going. I actually like it. Hey, we'll be right back. When we come back, I want to know who your top five is,
I'll give you a top five. It's going to be in no particular order, though.
No, it has to be in order.
Oh, man.
It's alright.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. We are back. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James, the General, T.M. Hyman. Again, 10:43 p.m. here in Tampa Bay, 8:43 p.m. in, we'll say, New Mexico. Shout out to my cousins, Aisha, Yana, and Shawnee out there listening in. I am going to give you my top five in no particular order.
No, because you said I had to do it. You got to do it, too.
I was getting ready to give you a pass because I did think about it, and that is pretty difficult. I mean, because mine encompass a lot of old-school foundation fundamentalist hip-hop artists. I don't go
we're
for
not
a lot
go back
of
to DJ
fluff
Cool
in this right
and
now.
The Sugar Hill Gang.
I'm mature, and they are in my top something,
you know,
but no,
saying,
I wasn't
on,
going back
serious,
that far.
Knucklehead,
no.
Art, but they wasn't no. Come on now.
I wasn't going to say Kool Herc and Afrika Bambaataa. Like, give me a break.
Busy
D&A. No.
Come on, man.
No. I mean, yes, KRS-One was going to be in there, and you know he deserves to be in there.
As long as he's not bringing Miss Melody with him, I'm good.
Rest in peace, Miss Melody. That's not nice. Behave. But my five are KRS-One, Rakim, Meth. I can't even just say Meth. Several members of the Wu-Tang Clan collectively, Jay, and Big, and Nas is an honorable mention.
And Nas is honorable mention. You know what? Let's give ourselves a little bit of time here and go through the phones. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926.
Who's your top five? You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Curtis Blow. Get out of here.
What?
Oh, man.
Curtis. Who somebody said Curtis Blow?
Curtis
I did
Blow,
not.
Son.
He's
he
trying. He's
Curtis
getting
Blow's
on my maturity.
Five,
I ain't say that.
Hey, okay, top five. Let's do this. Top five has got to be put Eminem in there. I'm going to put Rakim in there. I'm going to put Pac in there. I'm going to put Biggie in there, and I got to put Jay at number one.
And he was my number one.
I'm going to say this right
one
here.
One more time. One more time.
I'm going to say Eminem. Eminem.
Pac.
Rakim.
Big.
Pac, mm-hmm. Big, and Jay. And Nas is not an honorable mention.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, for
yeah.
real?
Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it.
He did.
Hey,
and he said it.
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
Wow. He's
yeah.
Over. Wow. Damn.
Save your top five.
All right, man. My top five. I'm going to go Jay, Big, Nas. I only put Jay on top over Big because he had a broader span of musical, you know, greatness or whatever. So that's the only reason why. But Jay, Big, Nas, Eminem, Andre 3000, Ghostface, Styles, and Kiss.
Okay.
Isn't that like nine people you just...
That's seven. I gave you seven. Seven is a complete number. I couldn't do a top five because from week to week, these people change to me how I feel about music or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
So I was like counting on my fingers, and I like grew two extra fingers. I mean, how you going
to
break
it? Yeah, I went to seven.
He merged his two lists. We want you
to scale back two and give us your top five.
Well, you know what? I gave it to you then. Well, Jay, Big Nas, Eminem, Ghostface.
Ghostface is number five. Oh, okay.
Yo, you and Eminem, like, yo, you leaving up Eminem up in there. My top five.
I mean, Rakim is a. I don't mention Rakim because he's like the Mike Jordan. You already know he's the greatest. You was talking about everybody else.
So you got to put him in there. So I'll do Rakim a favor and I'll put him in there. So, Jay, number one, Big, Nas, Meth, and really I'm going to say actually in order I'll say Jay, Biggie, Rakim, Nas, No, actually, Jay, Biggie, Rakim, Meth, and then Nas. That's my top five in order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I forgot Master P.
You know what? I'd rather have Buffy from the Fat Boys than Master P.
Never be after my stuff.
What about Trinidad James?
Never. He doesn't make my top 1,000, and I can't even name 1,000 rappers. Never. Soulja Boy, never.
Can I say something to y'all real quick? I want y'all, if y'all need a computer, can y'all Google, what's her name? It's Yaris Sanchez. Y-A-R-I-S-S-A-N-C-H-E-Z.
Y-A-R-I-S.
And his last name is Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z.
Now, who is that, Coop?
And just go to the
end. Oh, wow.
I don't even know who she is. All I know is God is good.
Oh, my God. Ain't a better picture than this.
Oh, Lord. I thought we was going to get some extra deep hip hop behind the scenes.
No, this is deep right here.
She a video, can I say hoe, or can I say vixen?
Vixen.
Okay, I'll be respectful. I won't call the hoe a vixen. I won't call the vixen.
Well, I'm saying on the BET Awards, Light told them if you want to start being treated like a queen, you got to act like one, so.
I see one that has, what is it called, an areola showing?
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Hey, and what was going on with Lil' Kim last night?
I call that the EBT Awards. Show. Sorry, it was ratchet and boring.
EBT.
Hey,
that's funny.
It was
kind of
crazy. Hey, we'll be right back.
Clap for a nigga with his trapping ass. Blow
like
back for your niggas with your trapping ass. Clap for a nigga with his rapping ass.
Oh, yes.
Blow a sack for your niggas with your trapping ass. Time for coming up, coming down, ride clean, fix your hair in my crown, bad bitch, 8-town, keep it trill, y'all know y'all can fuck around, Paris where we been, part my Parisian, it's whole time and no time, it's fuck all y'all season, piss Bordeaux's and Burgundy's, flush out a Riesling, when hoes out, them hoes out, y'all put y'all weeds in, and clap for a nigga with his rapping ass, blow a sack for your niggas with your trapping ass, spent all my euros on tuxes and weird clothes, I party with weirdos, yeah ho, yeah ho, don't pop molly, I rock time for, international, bring back the concord. Time for. Yeah, I'm hands down, got the best flow. Found I'm so special. Soundboy Berrio, this my Wayne Perry flow. Don't know nothing about Wayne Perry though. District of Columbia, guns on your tumblers. Fuck hashtags and retweet, nigga. 140 characters in these streets, nigga. Pardon my laughing, y'all only flagging on beats, nigga. Pardon my laughing, I happen to think you tweet. I don't pop molly, I rock time for international.
Hump Day Wednesday, see you on the radio live. Hump Day with our special guest, Mac Wiles. If you want to go all the way back to the first hour, listen to the podcast. Still got a few minutes. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We got Coop hanging out, Washington, D.C. St. James up there in the DMV. Hot chocolate chilling down here with me in the Tampa Bay area. Madam CeeLo, Boston. Charlotte. Hey, Coop, the question earlier was, why are some people more successful than others? When we actually take time to listen to Mac Wiles, he's an actor, he's an artist. You know, he said he can't dance, but I'm sure at the end of the day, he's a serious businessman as well. From your perspective, why are some people more successful than others?
It's a combination. It's want. It's determination. It's and some of it's just pure luck. It's got to be a combination of things.
Yeah.
You can have two people that have.
Go ahead.
Oh, you can have two people that have the same ability skill wise, but you might have one that has that desire to go out and get it, and the other one doesn't.
Sure.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, it goes back to one. You gotta really trust yourself. Trust yourself. You got to take risks. You got to work hard. But I think trust and relationships are two elements that we really don't focus on enough. You got to trust yourself and trust others, and you got to focus on building relationships because you can't do it by yourself. 9 times out of 10, most people got it done because they knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who was able to make something happen on their behalf. That's done because of relationships and because people trust you. So I'm going to read these questions again. Who do you trust? Why do you trust them? Who trusts you? Why do they trust you? How do you gain trust? How do you become a trusted person? How do you lose trust? Can you win trust back that you lost? How do you regain trust? Is trust important in your business relationships? Of course it is. Is trust important in your personal relationships? Of course it is. And so now ask yourself right now, do you have a hard time with people trusting you? Answer that question in your own mind. You know, why is trust important? People say, I don't really care. I don't care if nobody trusts me. You're lying, because we all got a reason to want to trust somebody at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, they want to trust you. People want to trust you because they want to believe what you told them is true. They want to trust you because they gave you their money. They want to know it's in a safe place. They want to trust you because they've given you their money, and they want to know that you're going to deliver on what you promised you was going to deliver on. You know what I'm saying? They trust you. They want to trust you because they've confided some information in you. I mean, hey, they trust you because they love you. It's a lot of reasons why, but I don't think we're living in a society where trust and relationships are on the decline in a major way. But we got to fix that if we're going to be successful. That's my belief anyway.
True. Very true.
It's truly my belief.
And trust is a word like a friend that's just slung around kind of at will, you know, just like you said. When somebody says,
really
trust
don't.
Me,
we
yeah, don't. And
really
when
don't
you say trust
you.
Me, I'm looking at you sideways like, why should I trust you? You know?
Right. I mean, most people don't run around talking about trust me. Nah, trust is not spoken. It's something that's felt. Uh-huh. Get out of here. You got to earn
yeah.
it.
Yep.
Through relationships, you know, we live in a snap, crackle, pop, you know, type of culture, and everything can't be rushed. People got to get to know you, you know. I mean, that's a part of that whole trust factor, that relationship building. Check us out Friday inside the Cypher, 9 p.m. Coop, we appreciate you, bro. Hey, Coop, it's been going on to the Senate. You think the House going to pass it tonight? Is the government going to be back up and running tomorrow? D.C.
No, it's done. It's
tomorrow.
It's already done. The House already passed it. I think they're making the moves to try to tell people when to come back to work. And here's a little secret of who one of the winners are out of this whole thing. Mitch McConnell got close to $3 billion for a dam project in Kentucky. So the Tea Party got nothing. Mitch McConnell, who is a Republican, got $3 billion for his district to, you know, that's going to generate a couple of jobs in Kentucky, even though they're against government, you know, creating jobs. And Obamacare goes on. So this was a big waste, and it wasted more money than it saved. So this was for nothing.
Absolutely.
No.
And so when you say Mitch McConnell got $3 billion, help those of us who are politically unintelligent, help us understand.
What happens a lot of times when you have these bills, you get little riders put in there, there's another name they have for it, but I can't think of it right now, where they add in. And those are the things that they add in to get people to come on. And they say, okay, well, if you come and vote for this, we'll add this in here so your district will get $50 million to go towards a library or something, and that's going to generate money in your district. Or
wow.
Or we'll do this or that. And that's what it is. That's what happened. Mitch McConnell got that. It was $3 billion. That's no chump change.
Wow. Craziness. Hey, we appreciate you all for rocking with us tonight. I know I think I just made up a word, unintelligent. I just didn't want to say ignorant. Take us up out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Go ahead, Sabe.
To all my people out there in multimedia, if you're going to do anything that's doing multimedia, get a MacBook. It'll save you a lot of trouble. Anything Apple will help you out.
All right, let's roll.
Collectively, we are TM Hyman Radio Live. He is the General and Apple Mac user. He is Sabe James, another Apple Mac user.
I am
High Chocolate, a half Apple and half Android user. We will be back with you on Friday night for the Friday Night Cypher. Shout out to getting the Mac Wiles and Danny Astoria.
I trust that Apple, not that robot.
Whatever.
Apple's a natural.
Android.
Hey, big up Mac Wiles. We appreciate you.
That's right. Android for life. Android for life.
Radio show. TMTM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TMTM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. TMTM Hyman Live. TMTM Hyman Live.